day we'll see our car shining in the sun all around the lawn. And our children playing in the sun without their shoes or even their trousers on.
What a groovy day!
Morning silence blast the warning from the siren echoing across the bay. Out across the misty water, gleaming like a California window pane.
What a groovy day!
Stretch out your mind to humanity. see? How many tomorrows can you see? Silver cloud puffs up and billows, full potential, transcendental. Sit with the guru, meditation. Ooh. High, high, where eagles fly. Leave today untouched in the sky. Stretch out your mind to humanity. How many tomorrows can you see? How many tomorrows can you see?
Heard that la la la
la la la, yeah, before. We recognize that, don't we?
That's strawberry alarm clock. Sit with the guru.
I think if you look at the label, it was took from a film, Chris. If you can see it on the label, I don't know, I'm sure it said it was from a film of some sort. He's looking.
No,
I'll have to research it. I'm sure it came from a film.
That wasn't Valley of the Dolls or anything like that,
could
was it?
Could have been something around that time period, yeah.
Yes, the Strawberry Alarm Clock on Pi Records from 68. And, the lyrics, how many tomorrows can you see? It was endless at one time, but now every day is a bonus day.
I'm
awake. We're
thankful every time we're awake, yeah.
And we began with Harmony Grass. And
not one of the better conditioned singles I've got, to
no,
be honest.
No, it wasn't. That was on RCA from 1969. What a groovy day. And you've pointed out that new singles I play each week, we haven't reached that one yet, so that should be coming up pretty soon, I would imagine, not being too many weeks left in 1969, 50 years ago.
Yeah, amazing.
It is. Of course, Harmony Grass were originally Tony Rivers and the Castaways.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's got Tony Rivers as the composer on that, yeah.
Yeah, so let's listen to the big hit that Strawberry Alarm Clock had in what must have been 1967. In Incense and Peppermint, sounding in some ways similar to Sit with the Guru.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Mankind, dead kings and many things I can give.
Sha-la-la indeed.
Gosh, excuse me. That pork pie we had earlier is playing havoc with me now. Hot. We had some hot pork pie, listeners.
It's rather tasty.
One doesn't normally have hot pork pie. You wait for it to cool down, make two little holes in it and pour some jelly kind of gravy in. But I'd cooked this pork pie in the oven whilst Paul was on his train coming round here, and I could not wait for it to chill. And now I'm paying the penalty. Yeah, strawberry alarm clock and incense and peppermints. And the film Paul was trying to get me to see on the record label was on the other side, on the B-side label of the first strawberry alarm clock we played, Sit With The Guru. This is the song is actually called Pretty Song From Psych Out, American International's motion picture Psych Out, a Dick Clark production, no less.
Ah, that's got the mark of quality on it then.
And no more. At least Quinn Martin's not involved. No. Or was it Irwin Allen?
Anybody on that. Many thanks for bringing that single along, Paul. Yeah, it's quite good, that B-side. Yeah. I don't think I've played it before.
Oh, you should take a leaf out of your own book,
Paul. I should. I haven't got round to that one.
No, I'm afraid I've still got some singles, potentially, but I've never turned them over.
Yeah, like that Manfred Mann single.
Yes,
the other week.
Funniest gig, wasn't it? The other side of...
You've had it 50-odd years, never played the B-side.
An embarrassment of riches in the collection, I think I might call that, Paul. Yeah, that was the Strawberry Alarm Clock, a Dick Clark production, Psych Out was the film, and the track was called Pretty Song from Psych. That's what the actual label calls it, yep. not just song, just Pretty Song from Psych Out. And something I've just noticed, for weeks, months, I've been playing the new singles, each week's new singles, and I wondered why sometimes on the Pi record label it was 7N25456, as that one there is on Pi International.
That'd be the difference.
Normally it's 7N17822. So when it's a 2, a digit 2, it means it's Pi International. It's an international recording.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I think probably
read it somewhere, yeah.
Probably. It's a fact that no one would ever want to know. These are the Left Bank. We love the Left Bank. She may call you up tonight, Paul.
Signs imploring, it's going to rain. Kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pace for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one man down, his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun, when an old cricketer leaves the crease. You never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be Jeff and it could be John with a new ball stinging his tail, and it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting in the ale.
and the gathering stares, and the clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the end. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the hills, the fabled man and the noonday sun are much more than just yarns of their days. When an old cradle leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man at sea, and it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be. Well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch in a fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man at Silly Mid-On, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
Thought Paul was drifting off. I've seen Matt look in the studio before when he's looking down to the ground.
I was just checking something. Don't worry about it.
We'll dedicate that to the memory of the master, John Peel.
Yeah, I can remember John Peel. He used to be on Radio 1 around tea times. He used to have a tea time slot, which was a strange choice for him. But, yeah, in the summer of 1975, he used to play that album, that track came off, quite a bit. And he used to like all the music of Roy Harper. And I can always remember that in the summer of 1975, a lovely track.
A mine of memories is put on it. I've got a good head for memories, but Paul's got lots of extra detail,
just
I think.
Little bits that you miss, maybe.
Yes. And prior to that, we began with The Left Bank and She May Call You Up Tonight. I mean, it was Melanie from Madrigada. Madrigada, an album that I've never had and don't know much about. I've got a lot of Melanie material. And that was called, I think it's Going to Rain Today.
Which was written by Randy Newman. I think it was on probably his first album from about 1968.
Right. And the title was appropriate for the Roy Harper, when an old cricketer leaves the crease. Because it's normally a rainy day when
when he has to leave the crease.
when any kind of cricket is scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play some of my vinyl now. This arrived very recently from Thanos Kouralis in Athens, Greece. It's an album I never thought I would ever own, because how on earth can you get a Greek copy of an album which should be freely available, and everyone could have got this years ago on the Vertigo record label, 666 by Aphrodite's Child. But the unusual thing that people have discovered in fairly recent years is that the Greek edition, which came out 2 years after the rest of the world, different mix, extended tracks, no segues on the normal copy of the album. The tracks merge into the next one. I'm going to play a whole chunk of the album now. Seven Trumpets, Altamont, and probably The Wedding of the Lamb and The Capture of the Beast. You see, I've been to church recently, and I know my revelations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Seven Trumpets, the sound of thunder. Seven Trumpets, the threatening anger. Seven Trumpets, the trembling voice. Seven Trumpets, you've got no choice. Seven Trumpets, the seven angels. Seven Trumpets, the music changes.
This is the sight we had one day on the high mountain. Seven seals, seven angels with seven trumpets, and seven bowls filled with anger. Those are the pictures of what was, of what is, and what is to come. We're the people, the rolling people, the why people, the waiting people, the wanting people, the tambourine people, the alternative people, the angel people. We're the people, the rolling people, the why people, the waiting people, the wanting people, the tambourine people, the alternative people, the angel people.
Bye. That was the wedding of the lamb. Now comes the capture of the beast.
One of the greatest prog rock albums there, and I've faded that down just in time before we reached the bit that caused it to remain unreleased in Greece for at least 2 years, and it may have had to have been sold in a brown paper bag at one time, because Irene Pappas does a pretty good performance after that with the backing of a drum kit. I shall say no more.
You'd have to research that one.
Listeners. Aphrodite's Child, one of the greatest progressive rock albums, in my opinion, ever released. Originally released in 1972, and then the Greeks issued their unusual version of it in 1974. And now, Paul, I think I played this a couple of weeks ago as one of the new singles for 19th of September 1969. Group called Argosy on DJM Records.
Yeah, well, apparently it's Roger Hodgson of Supertramp were involved, and Elton John's on there somewhere as well.
And Nigel Olsen.
Yeah,
and
so
I think got the Caleb Quayle.
Caleb Quayle, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So
yep.
You've got more or less Elton John's combo with Roger, who, of course, the next year formed Supertramp, so
yeah,
quite an interesting single.
This is Argosy. I'm playing the B side of the single. First of all, I thought, is it the John Lennon tune? But it wasn't. It's called Imagine.
Imagine all the colours of the rainbow in one, 11 foot wide and black inside. Imagine that the sound of someone calling your name is like tuneless song that breaks the calm in a world where there are flowers
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Once there was a young girl who was a good time fun girl, and she went through her younger life a singing. Then at the time of 16, she got into a new thing. She dug the groups and the songs that they were singing. Into her life
slice of politically incorrect lyrics, I believe, there, Paul.
I think so, yeah. Jesus famous for writing Polk Salad Annie, which, of course, Elvis famously covered. I can't imagine Elvis covering that one.
No, and I can tell you, listeners, that Polk Salad Annie, Tony Joe White, was in my show very recently, released on the 19th of September 1969. If you ever get as far as hearing the 2 hours I do each week of the new singles, I was just drifting away from the microphone, and it's been a long day. Tony Joe White, Groupie Girl on Monument Records.
Which was played a lot in 1970 on Radio North Sea. It was one of their favourite songs, I think, at the time.
The lyrics, like a joint, she was passed around.
Well, indeed.
Well, that's what groupie girls...
They were like, yeah.
...wanted to be. I suppose groupie girls went after groups and stars and Caravan. There is a link here. We're going towards
believe it or not.
To Caravan from the album In the Land of Grey and Pink. And thank goodness we've stayed alive to hear the outtakes and the remixes. There was a track on the album called Golf Girl. It was originally called Group Girl. You see, we've got from
There's
Groupie Girl to Group Girl. And this is Caravan with alternate lyrics.
Chance to meet a golf girl selling cups of tea. She asked me, did I want one? Asked me with a grin. Tuppence, you can have one, full right to the brim. So of course I had to buy one. In fact, I ordered three, so I could watch the golf girl, could see she fancied me. Then later on the golf course, after drinking tea, it started raining golf balls, and she protected me. Her name was Pat, and we sat under a tree. She kissed me three kisses, and this is what bliss is. She became a missus. We had a son named Jason. He's only one. We go for walks in fine weather, all together on the golf course.
Started raining.
Where did we dig that one up from, Paul?
1963. Still known as the John Barry 7 on that label.
Yes, yes, it was. A Human Jungle.
Which was a TV series starring Herbert Lom, who was more famously known as the suffering Inspector Dreyfus from the Pink Panther films.
Yeah,
I just about remember that, Chris.